Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Wednesday class, December 28th, 2022. 2022 Christmas Special, Part 4, 2 Corinthians.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. We are continuing day 4 of our 2022 Christmas special, day 4. It will conclude tonight, and we will also move into some exegesis of 2 Corinthians 3, 17 and 18. In preparation to worship our Lord, let's pray. Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the indescribable gift of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the so great salvation he accomplished for us on the cross. And we thank you, sir, that because of that very first Christmas, we can have Christmas, and we can have thanksgiving every single day. And as we assemble to fellowship in your word this evening, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Hal Lindsey, by the end of 2022, 8 billion people lived on the earth. They were besieged by a series of plagues, droughts, false prophets, war, the threat of greater war, hatred, rage, theft, and violence. The 8 billion were fragmented in a variety of ways, according to their nations, level of income, race, gender, various understandings of gender and human sexuality, along with religion or the lack thereof. Change became overwhelming to most of the 8 billion. For those who are over 40 years of age, it was almost unfathomable that by the end of 2022, not even half the students at Cambridge University identified themselves as heterosexual. In 2022, deception ruled the day. Trust in government, educational institutions, and the news media had been largely obliterated. Trust in health officials and doctors had become severely damaged. In such an environment, many found it increasingly difficult to maintain friendships. Even families had begun to crumble. When deception rules, relationships die, and loneliness begins to blanket lives. By the end of 2022, people were offended by almost everything. A public library in Massachusetts, this is Massachusetts, not Nevada. Nevada looks beautiful compared to Massachusetts. A public library, Massachusetts has so many things going wrong. Well, anyway. A public library in Massachusetts refused to put up a Christmas tree. It purportedly made some people uncomfortable. The library celebrated Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and Pride Month, yet the powers that be deemed Christmas offensive. After a public outcry, they changed their position and put up the traditional tree. But it raises a huge question. Why would a Christmas tree be considered offensive? Such trees are ubiquitous. You like that word? Ubiquitous during the month of December. So what is the offense? Well, the word Christmas begins with Christ. And an increasing number of people are offended by any reference to him. A member of the town's Human Rights Commission wrote on Facebook, and I'm quoting, "You who claim to believe in Christ and Christmas, you are the least gracious, most hateful, most disgusting trash in the world. Is this what you think your magic sky daddy wants?" Unquote. All I know is I'm glad I'm not in that gal's shoes, that's all. She said a lot more than that, most of which I don't care to quote. I'm sure her profanity-riddled rant against God and Christians came partly because of terrible things people were saying about the town and the library. Later, the woman resigned from the Human Rights Commission, but she represents another ominous trend as we near the end of 2022, and that trend is rage against Jesus Christ and Christians. For most Americans, it feels like we just left Bedford Falls somewhere along the line and we entered Pottersville. Now, if you don't know It's a Wonderful Life, you just kind of went over your head. It feels unreal. Many dismiss it as society simply going through another phase, but these phases are leading to darker and darker places. Christians can look forward to 2023 with renewed hope, but not because the world is getting better, because it's not. More than ever before, it should be obvious that our hope is not in the mechanisms and programs of this world. It is in Christ alone. All right, Christmas special, day four. We are in the greatest prophetic passages on that miracle of the first Christmas, Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. The greatest miracle that this world will ever know is the incarnation of the eternal Son of God on that very first Christmas. There will never, ever be a miracle greater than that miracle of the very first Christmas. Isaiah 9:6 says, "Because a child has been born for us, and a son has been given for us." That's looking at the first advent of the miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's looking at that very first Christmas. He is the miracle Messiah because he is undiminished deity and true humanity united in one person forever. Because a child has been born for us is emphasizing the true humanity of the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ. A son has been given for us is emphasizing the deity of the miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the next line looks at the miracle Messiah at his second advent, and the government will be on his shoulders. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to return at the second advent, establish his kingdom on earth, and for 1,000 years there will be perfect environment, perfect blessing, perfect prosperity, perfect health. People will live the whole 1,000 years. The lion will lie down with the lamb, not to eat it, but to play with it. That it will be the most unique time. There will be world peace. There will be no war. There will be no militaries anywhere. There will be absolute righteousness and perfect justice all over the world because the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, will be ruling planet Earth. This is a part of one of the four characteristics of this, of the celebrityship of this miracle Messiah. He is a miracle counselor, a wonder counselor. And we have been studying the four characteristics of the celebrityship of Jesus Christ, the miracle Messiah. He will be called miracle counselor, wonder counselor, mighty, omnipotent God, eternal Father, Prince of Peace. We have studied the first three characteristics of the celebrityship of the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ. And we are in the process of studying the fourth characteristic, which is he is the Prince of Peace. That title, the Prince of Peace, is Sar Shalom. The word Sar is the word Prince. Shalom, it means completeness and wholeness and soundness and health and welfare and prosperity and peace and blessing. The Greek equivalent of Shalom is Eirene. Shalom and Eirene mean blessing and prosperity in its widest sense. The fourth characteristic of the celebrityship of the Messiah is that he is the Prince of Peace. And there are four concepts of the title, the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace and world peace. The Prince of Peace and reconciliation. The Prince of Peace and inner peace of soul in the believer. And the Prince of Peace and blessing. Concept number one, the Prince of Peace and world peace. Since the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Prince of Peace, he is the only one who will bring about world peace. There will be no world peace until the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, returns at the second advent and establishes his kingdom on earth. The Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, warned us that there would be wars and rumors of wars, hot wars and cold wars, until he returns at the second advent and establishes his kingdom on earth. This was Matthew 24, verses 3 through 8. Now, reversionists, both believers and unbelievers, are constantly trying to produce world peace when there is no peace. Ezekiel 13, 8 through 10, Jeremiah 6, 13 and 14, Jeremiah 8, 10 and 11. So there will be no world peace until the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, is ruling planet Earth in the millennial kingdom following his second advent. This is prophesied Isaiah 2, 2 through 4, Micah 4, 1 through 3. And then that brought us to concept number 2, the Prince of Peace and reconciliation. The Hebrew word shalom, Isaiah 9, 6, and its Greek equivalent, eirene, are both used as technical terms in the God-breathed scriptures for the doctrine of reconciliation. Colossians 1, 19 to 22, Isaiah 53, 5 and 6. Peace is the synonym for reconciliation, since being reconciled to God through faith in Christ establishes peace between God and the believer. You see, Romans chapter 5, verse 6 says, as unbelievers, we are ungodly. In Romans 5, 8, we as believers are sinners. In Romans 5, 10, we as unbelievers are the enemies of God. Peace is a synonym for reconciliation, since being reconciled to God through faith in Christ establishes peace between God and the believer. Romans 5, 1, when you place your faith in Christ, now you have peace with God. All believers are reconciled to God the moment they believe in Jesus Christ. But the work of reconciliation actually took place on the cross. Peace or reconciliation between God and man must be ratified in every individual case through personal faith in Jesus Christ. The doctrine of reconciliation explains the removal of the barrier. The removal of the barrier between God and mankind through the salvation work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Romans 5, 8 through 11. Concept number 3. The Prince of Peace and inner peace in the soul of the believer. And I had you turn to Philippians 4. We'll start there again. We saw this last night. We're going to look at this again and start here. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7. Now here is a mandate. Usually people don't have to be given mandates, but the mandate is you're commanded to be happy. Now, notice, God doesn't command you to be miserable. He says, keep on having happiness in the Lord always. And then he repeats, I will repeat the command. Keep on having happiness. This is plus H. This is sharing the happiness of God. This is having self-contained happiness in your heart. And this inner peace that God has for the believer is directly related to sharing the happiness of God at all times. When you advance, when you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, you advance to spiritual maturity, you have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart, now you share the happiness of God. Now you have self-contained happiness. And now that is the basis of you having inner peace in your soul at all times, in all situations, in all circumstances. So this beginning is the key to what we have in verse 7. The key to verse 7 is what we have in verse 4. Keep on sharing the happiness of God. Keep on having self-contained happiness in the Lord always. Not just certain days. Always. No matter who is president, who is not, no matter who is, what's going on in the nation, the world, the state, in your marriage, in your family, at your job, the mandate is keep on having happiness, sharing the happiness of God in the Lord always. I will repeat the command, keep on sharing the happiness of God. Keep on having self-contained happiness. Let your grace function be known to all men. When you have self-contained happiness in your heart, virtue, love brought to completion in your heart, well, you're going to operate with virtue, love toward all mankind, impersonal love for all. Let your grace function be known to all men. The Lord is near. Stop worrying about anything. Stop worrying about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition after thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which comes from the Prince of Peace, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, makes it possible for the believer to have the greatest inner peace in his soul. The Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, makes it possible for this inner peace of soul to transcend all human understanding. This inner peace guards your hearts and guards your minds in Christ Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, gives this inner peace of soul to the winner believer so that his heart is not troubled nor afraid. The Lord Jesus Christ taught this, John 14, verse 27, he said, peace I leave with you. My peace, the peace from the Prince of Peace. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. That's all you're going to get from the world. But the Lord Jesus Christ gives this great inner peace of soul. And then he repeats in John 16, John 16, verse 33, I have taught you these things so that in me, the Prince of Peace, in me you may have peace, inner peace in your soul. In this world you're going to have trouble, but be courageous. I have overcome the world. Because of the Prince of Peace, you can have the greatest inner peace in your soul at all times. In your marriage, in your family, at your job, whatever's going on anywhere in the world. That brings us to concept number four. The Prince of Peace and blessing. Now that Hebrew word, shalom, means blessing and prosperity in its widest sense. And let's start with that very first Christmas. Point one, the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, bestows blessings on those with whom he is well pleased. Turn over to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Luke Luke 2, 1-14, we have the miracle of that very first Christmas. In verse 14, which has been mistranslated in the King James Version and quoted by everybody, and it's 100% wrong. But here is the corrected translation of verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. That's prosperity and blessing to men with whom he is well pleased. Yet, that's exactly what this says. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, prosperity and blessing to men with whom he is well pleased. So the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, bestows blessings on those with whom he is well pleased. Two, the Prince of Peace gives the peace of greater grace blessings to the believer who attains spiritual adulthood, to that believer who lives the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, to that believer who advances to maturity and has virtue love brought to completion in his heart. The Prince of Peace gives the peace of greater grace blessings. And all of you, before you were even here, he designed a package of greater grace blessings with your name on it. There, Jerry Cahoon is up there. His name. Greater grace blessings for time, greater grace blessings for eternity, greater grace blessings just for you. Designed for you. Now, the ones designed for you, they tickle your fancy. And he's got a big fancy. And every single one of you, you have the Lord Jesus Christ created for you, greater grace blessing for you. You live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. You grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. You're going to receive them. You will get them. Guaranteed. It's absolute. And you see it. And once you see God pouring out those greater grace blessings, but just for you, why, after a while, you have absolute confidence. You just know exactly what it's going to be. Now, the greater grace blessing package he had for me is different than he has for some of you. But I have seen it again and again and again and again. The Prince of Peace gives the peace of greater grace blessings to the believer who attains spiritual adulthood. Turn over to 2 Thessalonians 3:16. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Second Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of Peace, who is the Lord of Peace? Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now may the Lord of Peace, the Prince of Peace, himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. Now turn over to Romans 15. Romans 15, verse 13. Romans 15, 13. May the God of hope fill you with all happiness and peace, greater grace blessings, as you trust in him. Trusting in him, living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. So that you may overflow with confidence by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Prince of Peace gives the peace of greater grace blessings to the believer who attains spiritual adulthood. 3. In fact, the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, pursues the spiritually mature believer with greater grace blessings. In fact, the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, pursues the spiritually mature believer with greater grace blessings. And turn to Psalm 23, that great, magnificent psalm. Psalm 23. And this is who is the one that David is talking about? The Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord Jesus Christ is the great shepherd. The Lord Jesus Christ is the chief shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. What is your cup overflowing with? Greater grace blessings. My cup overflows with greater grace blessings. Surely, goodness and grace, it doesn't say will follow. It doesn't say that. It says dioko. In the Greek, it's dioko. Here, it means in the Hebrew, pursue. It's the word pursue. Surely goodness and grace will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, pursues the spiritually mature believer with greater grace blessings, Psalm 23, 5 and 6. 4. In 2 Timothy 2:22, the believer is commanded to pursue the peace of greater grace blessings. And how do you do that? By living the spiritual life. Living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, growing up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, having virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. In 2 Timothy 2:22, the believer is commanded to pursue the peace of greater grace blessing. Turn over to 2 Timothy 2:22. 2 Timothy 2:22. Second Timothy 2:22, now flee from youthful lusts, the lust patterns of the sin nature. Flee from those, but pursue, and here's the Greek word, dioko, pursue what? Pursue righteousness. That's grace righteousness, spiritual maturity. Faith, maximum metabolized doctrine in the heart. Love, virtue love, and peace, greater grace blessings with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart, a heart that has been cleaned with maximum metabolized doctrine in the heart. So flee from the lusts of the old sin nature and pursue grace righteousness, Bible doctrine, virtue love, and greater grace, blessings, peace with those who call on the Lord. 5. The Prince of Peace gives greater grace, blessings to the believer who has maximum wisdom in his heart. Wisdom. In the Hebrew, that's chokmah. In the Greek, that's sophia. What is wisdom? It is the word of God that you learn and believe and is in the heart of your soul. Metabolized doctrine in the heart, that's wisdom. Turn over to Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. This great chapter is an entire chapter and where we have the personification of wisdom. The personification of wisdom. Wisdom is actually doing the communicating here. This is chokmah. He says in Proverbs 8, verse 17, I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. With me, wisdom, maximum metabolized doctrine in the heart, with me are riches and honor, greater grace blessings in time, and enduring wealth and prosperity, greater grace blessings for all eternity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the ways of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing wealth, greater grace blessings on those who love me, wisdom, Bible doctrine that they learn and believe in is in their heart, and making their treasuries full. Now look down at verse 32. Now then, my sons, listen to me, wisdom. Happiness is to those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not ignore it. Happiness is to the man who listens to me, wisdom, watching daily at my doors, consistently and faithfully assembling in a sound Bible teaching church and growing up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For whoever finds me wisdom finds life, capacity for life, and receives favor, greater grace blessings from the Lord, who is the Prince of Peace. But whoever fails to find me wisdom, he harms himself. That's reversionism. And all who hate me, wisdom, love the sin unto death. So the Prince of Peace gives greater grace blessings to the believer who has maximum wisdom, metabolized doctrine in his heart. 6. The Prince of Peace desires to pour out grace blessings on you. The Prince of Peace desires to pour out grace blessings on you. Turn over to Psalm 84. Psalm 84. Psalm 84, 10 through 12. Psalm 84, verse 10. Better is one day in your courts, that is Bible class. Better is one day in Bible class than 1,000 days elsewhere. Elsewhere being in the cosmic system. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God. That would be today in the church age. And I would rather be an invisible hero learning Bible doctrine in Bible class. Nobody even knows who I am. I'm an invisible hero. I would rather be that than dwell in the tents of evil. Verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield, and the Lord bestows greater grace and honor, grace promotion and blessings. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk with integrity. Verse 12, O Lord Almighty, happinesses to the man who trusts in you. So the Prince of Peace desires to pour out grace blessings on you. Psalm 84, 10 to 12. 7. The Prince of Peace blesses with greater grace blessings beyond anything we could imagine or think. The Prince of Peace blesses with greater grace blessings beyond anything we could ever imagine or think. Turn over to Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3, verse 20. I mean, this will knock your socks off. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than all we could ever ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Now, I don't know about you, I got a great imagination. To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than all we could ever ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Point 8. The positive believer with humility presses on toward the goal of spiritual maturity to win the prize, greater grace blessings, greater grace blessings that the Prince of Peace has for him. The positive believer with humility presses on toward the goal, spiritual maturity, to win the prize, greater grace blessings that the Prince of Peace has for him. Turn over to Philippians 3. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians 3, starting in verse 12. Now the human author, Philippians, is the Apostle Paul. Not that I, Paul, have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect. The word made perfect is teleao. T-E-L-E-I-O, long O, teleao. It is from this verb teleao that we have teleos, T-E-L-E-I-O-S, and that is spiritual maturity. Not that I have already attained spiritual maturity. Here's the Apostle Paul writing Philippians. He says, I haven't even attained spiritual maturity. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been teleao, attained spiritual maturity, but I press on. I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. He says it very dogmatically. Hey, fellow believers, I do not consider myself, Paul, yet to have taken hold of it. He's still advancing and growing. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on. He's pressing on toward the goal. What's the goal? Spiritual maturity. What's the goal? To win the prize. What's the prize? Greater grace, blessings for all eternity awarded to the winner believer at the judgment seat of Christ. So brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. He hasn't reached spiritual maturity yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind. He has a lot of failures. He was in reversionism. But he's recovered. Forgetting what is behind, but straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God hath called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Great passage. So at that point that Philippians was written, Paul was not had not attained spiritual maturity. He was advancing, but he hadn't attained it yet. He did, but how humble, how great. He comes right out forthwith. I haven't attained it yet. But I press on. I'm pressing on and pressing on and pressing on. Forgetting about what's behind, forgetting about the failures and the sins and the reversionism and all that. I've rebounded, but pressing on, day after day, until I attain the prize. Greater grace, blessings awarded at the judgment seat of Christ. 9. When the Prince of Peace is free to pour out greater grace, blessings on the winner believer, this glorifies the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, forever and ever and ever. When the Prince of Peace is free to pour out greater grace blessings on the winner believer, this glorifies the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, forever and ever and ever. In eternity past, the Prince of Peace designed greater grace blessings for time and greater grace blessing for eternity for every single believer. And these blessings have been especially designed for you with your name on them and your attitude toward God and His Word is the determining factor as to whether you will receive these greater grace blessings from the Prince of Peace or whether you lose out on these blessings. The believer can never lose his salvation, but he can certainly lose out on his greater grace blessings. The believer can lose out on these greater grace blessings through negative volition to Bible doctrine, arrogance, living his life in the darkness of Satan's cosmic system. But for the winner believer who has positive volition and great genuine humility, respect for God, respect for the Word of God, respect for the faithful pastor who teaches the Word of God. For the winner believer who lives the spiritual life and grows up in the grace and knowledge of Christ and attains spiritual maturity, the Prince of Peace pours out these greater grace blessings for time and greater grace blessing for all eternity at the judgment seat of Christ. So, the miracle Messiah. The miracle Messiah is Pele Yoetz, Wonder Counselor, Miracle Counselor. He is El Givor, Mighty, Omnipotent God. He is Avi Av, the Eternal Father. He is Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. He is the miracle Messiah, the greatest miracle the world will ever know. So Merry Christmas today, and Merry Christmas tomorrow, and the next day, and the next, and the next, 365 days out of the year. Well, that concludes the Christmas special 2022. That started from my wife. Very good. Well, I brought in 2 Corinthians 3, but there's only 5 minutes left. So, guess what? You get to go home 5 minutes early. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our life. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.